Shabbat shalom. I hope you all don't mind if I'm down here. I'm sort of full to overflowing, so I just need to focus. I'm finding my experience here to be rather remarkable, so I am full. I'm having a great time. I don't know about you guys, but my little party of one, I am super happy. So, you know, I'm just going to keep on just, you know, doing being me, and we'll see what happens. During the Vishamra, we did the wave, which I loved, and I actually have a friend at the Nats game tonight. And it got me thinking about the national anthem. Can you imagine if we had those words for the national anthem, but we just sang it with a different melody? And the national anthem is the national anthem. When you walk into a ballpark, people who've never met each other, you know, except the few people you've come with, never met each other, will probably never all be in the same room again together. And yet when the national anthem starts, we all sing it. And immediately the entire stadium is sort of connected in this enterprise because we've all sung one song and one melody together. I really overwhelmed and honored, really feel it's a true privilege to be here with Ruth for her birthday blessing. I have a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old girl. And for my 10-year-old's birthday, we had a birthday party. And what do you sing at a birthday party? Happy birthday, right, 10-year-old. Maybe some of you have children, grandchildren, and you remember that very first birthday, 1 year old. Why we invite other kids and have a party that no one will remember is another story, but we all sing happy birthday, and usually the kids are crying, but we sing happy birthday. And so I don't actually want to do it in Hebrew. I'd love to sing happy birthday now to Ruth. Okay, so let's sing. Happy birthday to you. And to Rachel, did she leave? Happy birthday. Keep singing to you. It's her birthday too. Happy birthday, dear Ruth. Happy birthday to you. The problem is, to sing happy birthday to Ruth the same way, with the same melody that we sing to a one-year-old, or my 10-year-old daughter, or even a 40th birthday or a 21st birthday, how come there's not more than one melody for the singing of happy birthday? When every time you sing happy birthday, there's something significant happening, but the significance changes every year, right? We have one melody that we sing for a child with balloons and clowns that we do for Ruth. That doesn't seem right to me somehow. Now, I'm not suggesting, I didn't gather you all here to say we're going to like compose a new happy birthday. That's not at all where we're going. But just like the national anthem brings us together because it's one melody, the problem with the happy birthday is there is only one melody, and there should be more. And the same is true for happy birthday like it is with our prayers and our synagogue life and congregational life. When people come into a service, the likelihood of everybody knowing the exact same melody, I mean, there was a congregational tradition, but a visitor or a guest, it's actually pretty slim. People grew up not Jewish, came from different branches of Jewish life, are visiting, or came from another congregation where melodies are different. It's hard to do what we can do with a national anthem. And again, there's happy birthday. The same melody? I don't feel the same at 90 as I did when I was 10 or 20 or 30. Our prayers don't change, right? We have a siddur in front of us. The Hebrew liturgy is the same. But every time we open our mouths to articulate those prayers, we are different. Every time we say the prayer, we are different than we were the last time we say the prayer. So sometimes it begs the question, well, why would we sing the same melody for the same prayer? If our experience is constantly changing, the prayers don't change, but we change. We always change. And so our melodies can change with them. People often ask me as a cantor, I've been a cantor for almost 20 years, or I'll say to a group, like, why do you think there are so many melodies? Or if you go to a congregation, the cantor sort of keeps singing lots of different melodies. If you've been in congregations where there's been a cantor or regular music, what do you think people assume the reason is that there are so many melodies? Why does a cantor like to change the melody each week? Bored? I heard someone say, because you're bored. Exactly. That's what many people assume, is that we're bored. But the truth is, at least if my colleagues and I are doing our job right, is that there is not one singular experience of anything, really, of happy birthday, but of a prayer. Right? Mi chamocha, thousands of people stood at the shore of the sea. They crossed. Some were joyful and dancing, and some had had their minds blown. The Midrash says were probably crying by themselves. They weren't dancing. They were literally in shock. So we don't just have one way to express that. Rabbi Perlin made a sort of a joke or wanted to show me the Vishamru tradition we have here at TBS. And I come from Nifty, I was a camp song leader, so I'd seen the movement, not from so many adults before, but this was what I came to see. This was worth the price of admission for me tonight to drive from Bethesda, Maryland, just to see Vishamru. But when I spoke with Rabbi Perlin, it was interesting to me, the whole making space for both the fact that it is Minhag here, that one Vishamru, and it is who you are. And there's great beauty in that. I'm going to, if you will allow me, to share with you a few other Vishamru melodies, not to encourage you to change yours. Really, it's not about the choices you make, but to help us understand that it's not just the cantors are bored, but there are hundreds of Vishamru melodies. Why? Because there's not one way to experience Shabbat. Some of you are here to celebrate Bar Bat Mitzvah and are joyful and nervous and excited. And some of you are here to say Kaddish for a loved one. What you're hoping to get out of Shabbat is different than the person sitting next to you. And our melodies do a lot to help express all of the different ways that we can experience a prayer. The prayer doesn't change. Our experiences do. And the beauty of a congregation, especially one like yours, is that we make space. I might be feeling joy, but the melody was one of reflection. But I look to my left, and my left is this way, left, and my neighbor is at peace. And I really hoped to dance. Oh, but my neighbor here at TBS, my friend, my family member, they found peace. That's so interesting. So I'm going to share a few melodies with you. If you would actually look at Vishamru, I want to look at the text. It's on page, I'm sure someone knows it by heart. Vishamru, I had it written down. It's on page. Thank you. 27. So you can just see the Hebrew and the English in the translation as well. Vishamru, Vnei Yisrael, the Shomer, we will keep guard, the children of Israel, us, et HaShabbat, Shabbat. Lasot et HaShabbat l'dorotam, dor vador. We will do this Shabbat business, this thing, every generation, Brit Olam. It is a covenant, forever. We will keep Shabbat and observe it. This is about continuity, about generations, about history and memory. Beni uvein b'nei Yisrael, between me, God, and the children of Israel, oti l'olam, forever. Because, why? Ki, sheshet yamim, asa Adonai, in 6 days, the earth was created with God's help, ve'et ha'aretz, ha'shamayim, the heavens, the earth, ha'aretz, uvayom ha'shvi'i, and on the 7th day, shavat v'yinafash, there's so much Shabbat in here. It's like was the restfulness of all the rests. There was just peace, like the most restful you could be. And it comes right from our Torah. I do not any longer have a guitar pick. So sometimes when we look at a text, it just changes how we think about a prayer. We have the Rothblum, which we sing, joyful community. When we stand up, when we move around, we express our commitment to Shabbat as a time of joy and of happiness that the week is over and that we're here to celebrate. This congregation is full of life and full of energy. Many times in Jewish life, we get caught up in the sort of sadness of our history, and really for us as Jews to find those moments of joy are important. But I'm going to share a few other melodies with you, or just tastes of melodies. This one is by a cantor who died only a few years ago named Bill Sharlin, William Sharlin in California. He wrote this in 1987. He died in his mid-90s. It's a time where there was a little more artistry in some of our liturgical settings, but I'm going to sing a little bit for you, and then follow along in the Hebrew or translation, whatever works for you, just to experience what happens a little bit here. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, la'asot et ha-shabbat, l'dorotam berit olam, b'ni uv'in b'nei Yisrael, oti le'olam, ki sheshet yamim Adonai et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz uva-yom ha-shvi'i shavat Very different from the Rothblum, right? Could you hear the word painting? I call that word painting, right? Hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz, created the heavens and the earth, right? And the peaceful tranquility, it almost sounds like Torah, like somebody speaking. There wasn't a lot of time, there wasn't a free form. It was more free form than controlled. So that's an example of a Shamru written by Bill Sharlin. Let's do another one. You may know this one. This is written by Meir Finkelstein. It goes like this. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam berit olam. Also expresses the sort of joy and energy that Shabbat might bring. I'm going to share one or two more, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Debbie Friedman wrote two Vishamru settings, and again, you could say, why two? Was she bored or tired of the first one? It's because one day Shabbat just, all of the melodies that were in the, well, not all, none of us know all of the melodies. I mean, I kid you not, there are thousands. I mean, because every time you experience Shabbat, it could be something different. You could feel one certain way on a given day, and you just don't have the right melody, just like Happy Birthday. I wish there was a melody, a different way that we could sing to Ruth. We just don't have it. But what if we did? Right? If I said there's two melodies, what should we do? We would pick that one. But we only have one. Vishamru, we have hundreds. So why not pick the one that works for that moment? This one you may know. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. Shabbat. La'asot et ha-shabbat. And you may say, oh, but it's making me sleepy. But imagine what I'm sure some of you can imagine without too much trouble, just one of those weeks. It's one of those weeks you were running, and it was hard, and it was stressful, and it was chaotic. And you just, Shavat Vayinafash, a complete rest. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? And so we have a melody for that, which is nice. Another one of Debbie's, very different. Yeah, I'm going to sing it in this key. This you might know, too. V'shameru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat le'dorotam berit olam berit olam. What's interesting also, if you know some composers, if you have relationships with them, is that you also, when you know their story, that at a certain point in Debbie's life also, she was tired. Right? She was tired. She wrote plenty of upbeat melodies, but a lot of those prayers were for her and for us, like Misha Berach, a gift, because they were able to show us that all of our emotions count, right? That it isn't all necessarily like the old, Yiddish folk song or a sort of a ditty where we would just all sort of sing ditties. Well, our experience is much richer than that. We can be in pain. She was able to name that with Misha Berach. We're able to be in pain, or we're able to be exhausted. It doesn't all have to be easy and goofy, but it can really express something true that's happening. And so those melodies allow us to feel that way. I'm going to share two more with you. This next one is Karlbach. Shlomo Karlbach will sing an Oseh Shalom of his at the end of the service. You probably know a few of his melodies, but this is his Vishamru, which is one of my favorites, which is lovely. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat. It's supposed to feel sort of like a waltz. It's sort of intentionally waltz-like. To have it just feel sort of relaxed. Not too super slow, but not upbeat. Just, Shabbat. Shabbat v'yinafash. On the seventh day, Shabbat v'yinafash, there was a complete rest. Uvayom hashvi'i, Shabbat v'yinafash. That's Shlomo Karlbach. And the last one I'll just share is Craig Taubman, who already had a Lecha Dodi and a wonderful experience with Jacob in Los Angeles. Very different. And you'll, you'll tell me what you think about it in a minute. Bishamru v'nei Yisrael. And you know it. Et ha-Shabbat. La'asot et ha-Shabbat ledorotam. Berit olam bishamru. Everybody sing bishamru. Shabbat, la'asot et ha-Shabbat ledorotam, berit olam, beini, uvein, v'nei Yisrael, oti, oti, le'olam. And we won't sing the whole one. So, I mean, I could go on all night, but I just pull out all the Vishamrus in my catalog. Something to think about, particularly because in this congregation, you do actually have so many melodies to so many of your prayers. When I met with Rabbi Perlin for Shabbat and for the Holy Days, so many choices, so many composers who have influenced you. So I understand that you have a rich repertoire of melodies. But what I'm hoping that you'll consider is that if, let's say, I pick one, or Rabbi Perlin picks one, or anyone else who's leading tefillah picks one, that it isn't necessarily just which one haven't we done in 4 weeks. We haven't sung that one in a while. But hopefully is, what are we feeling? What do we need tonight? What's been happening to us? And for the community to consider again, like, oh, I hate that one. One of my teachers always teaches that when we think about music, particularly in liturgy, because different than even the national anthem or happy birthday, like, this is prayer and this is serious stuff, and we take it pretty seriously. So we think about, and so we want it to feel good. But perhaps if we thought about it not as, is it good, but what is it good for? Like, man, this isn't my favorite one, but yep, it's the right one. There's a difference between like, oh, I don't like it, but yeah, this feels right now. Or my community really needed that. I'll get that other one another time. So something for us to think about, particularly when I'm here on the holy days or on other Shabbatot, if perhaps the melodies aren't necessarily the ones you would choose, to consider that all of our prayers really have an opportunity to reflect who we are and that we are constantly changing. And so our melodies should constantly change with that. I don't know if you have anything you want to add or questions about those Vishamrus or anything I've said, but that's about all I'm going to share. Again, without sharing more Vishamrus, but for Ruth, again, for a happy birthday, Yom Huledet Sameach. And even with our happy birthday, the one melody we have, we sent it to Ruth with great love. But perhaps one of you will write a new happy birthday, and it will sweep the nation and really change the way. But next time you sing happy birthday to somebody, think to yourself, I wish, could I infuse it with all of those wonderful things that I want to, even though the melody is exactly the same. Shabbat Shalom.